right out in the back where he could see us every minute. And we'd be gone 1 minute more than he thought we ought to be. He'd be standing in the door with his belt when we come in.
Mm-hmm.
He'd whoop us.
Sound like he was pretty strict.
He was pretty strict. I thought he was, but I look at kids nowadays and I wonder. Of course, now, I do know he was too strict. I know that. But there's some young ones nowadays, I wish somebody had some heart or something.
I know what you mean.
I got a grandson up there in Oakland right now. I wish something could be done.
Just a little out of hand at time.
He sure does. Well, not that he's doing so much. He just won't stay put and serve his time out, you know. He ain't 18 yet. And so they send him off to stay till he's 18. And then he'll be out of the whole thing, you know. When he's 18, he'll be out on his own. But no, he won't stay. He'll run away and come back right now. So right then they'll pick him up and make it that much harder on him.
You were talking about getting some roots a minute ago. Do you remember if people ever used roots for any kind of medicine or anything like that?
No, they used to use it to make tea.
What kind of tea?
Sassafras tea. Some say sassafras tea.
Yes, sir. What's that?
You don't know?
Well, what's that good for?
Drink it. Make it and sweeten it and drink it. It's good.
Good.
The roots off of it.
Do sick people drink it, or is it supposed to be just good for sick people? Just for a regular drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like tea, you know, like you drink tea.
Yes, ma'am.
It's good.
That's good. You were talking about a big black pot that you boiled your clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
What was that called?
A pot's all I know.
Wash pot or?
Wash pot. A wash pot, it was big.
People used to have them outside their yard.
Mm-hmm. I've ordered many old pot of clothes.
Did you have something that you boiled tea in with a long spout to it?
Tea.
Or did you have anything that you boiled inside on the stove?
No, I put my tea or whatever I was going to make in a boiler and set it on the stove.
Mm. You didn't use a kettle or anything like that? When did those come along?
We used to have them old iron kettles. They're heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've seen them, I don't know.
Those weren't the ones you used in the fireplace, were they?
Mm-hmm. Iron, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Them's the kind you use in the fireplace. And I don't know what's went with them, but they hardly will see one now.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Back then, did you have anything, a container that you could put cut flowers in inside the house?
No. Regular flowers, of course, we put them in a glass. But now, first flower pots and the vases or something,
didn't have
it. What, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever keep flowers in the house?
Yeah, when we could get them. Mm-hmm. So much of time, you know, you can't have no luck raising flowers.
They wouldn't grow around the house?
Sometimes they wouldn't, according to the weather.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. What about when you ate a meal,